Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Stahl throws the ball into Charles who tags Wynn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Reynolds is chasing the ball. Wynn rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5. And the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harrison strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 6-0, Astros. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Astros. Dick Selman now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-1 in the game. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Bateman moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Selma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Julio Gatte now playing third base. Eddie Matthews now playing first base. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Davis reaches second base with a double. Stahl goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis pinch hits for Jim Wynn. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Davis now playing center field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 2 in the game. Lins hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Dick Selma. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Shaw now pitching. John Sullivan now catching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morgan strikes out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lenz catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.